Thank you, God, for all our dads. Thank you, God, for all our dads. Thank you, God, for all our dads on this Father's Day. Thank you, dads, for doing an impression of... That was classic. But aren't our dads great? They love us. They love us so much and do an amazing job for us. We could spend all morning talking about how wonderful they are. I hope you've spent a bit of time this morning telling them how much you love them and how great they are. Well, today is a special day. We're also, it is not only Father's Day, it's Trinity Sunday. So we've got a Bible passage that tells us about the Trinity as well. All together in one Bible passage. So if you've got a Bible, keep it open. I'm going to get one. It is Matthew chapter 3. Got one. Here we go. Matthew chapter 3. And the situation we're going to find ourselves in was a special one. As we thank God for our dads.
Hello, son.
Hello, Dad. Do you think this is my dad? Do you think it is? What are the clues that suggest that this is maybe or maybe not my dad? You see, look. You're shorter than me.
Old men shrink.
Oh, yeah, that's right, isn't it? They do. Oh, that's true, isn't it? Dads shrink. And actually, my dad is shorter than me. So maybe this is my dad. Well, he's got a beard. My dad's got a beard and moustache. So that makes him a bit more like my dad. My dad wears glasses. Is he wearing glasses? He's wearing glasses. My dad wears a cap sometimes to cover the little shiny bit. We won't talk much about that, will we, fathers? But that's right, and he's definitely wearing a dad jumper. But some dads are a little bit bigger, aren't they? But then when they get older, they get a bit thinner then, don't they? So maybe this is my dad. Do you think it's my dad, boys and girls? Some. Do you think it's my dad? I've got a test. I've got a real test to see whether this really is my dad. Okay, Dad, tell me a dad joke.
You know the guy who invented the knock-knock joke?
Yes.
He won the Nobel Prize.
See, that was definitely a dad joke. That is definitely a dad joke. That's more evidence that this must be my dad. Do you know what? I think there is one more test of whether this is my dad or not. Do you know what it is? Do you know what dads do and only dads can do? Who said it?
Dance.
Can you do a dad dance? That's not a dad dance. My dad would put his hip out if he did that. Oi, you are definitely not my dad, so clear out. But what the Bible passage tells us today is that actually it's not about what a dad looks like. It's actually who they are like that makes them a dad. Do you know, because actually, dads are the best dads they can be when they look most like their Father in heaven, or our Father in heaven. You see, we've got the ultimate example of a dad, and that is God. And so therefore, in our Bible passage, we've got clues as to what makes a great dad, what makes the perfect dad, and what all our dads should be looking to emulate and copy. Now, Sarah said some of us don't have great dads. Well, I think that's because they don't look much like our Father in heaven. So let's have a look in our Bible passage and find out what are the clues, four clues that make our dads great dads. And I need four helpers. But dads are not renowned for putting their hands up, are they? So I think we'll pick young people. Here we go. Number one, come and join me up to the front. Come and join me up to the front. Come and join me up to the front. And come and join me up to the front. How many have I got? One, two, three. Dads are not great at counting. At least I'm not, anyway. One, two, three. There you go. Number four, come and join me. Brilliant. Here we go. So, all right. How did I get five? Do you know what, Johnny, you're just going to have to look pretty in the middle. Here you go, hold that. There you go, you can assist me. Hold on to that. There you go, hold on to that. And then hold on to that. Brilliant. Can you hold them all up? One, two, three, and they spell? Okay, you're a bit too late. Brilliant. Can you go to the top over there? Because they're not, no, you go to the top there as well. Okay. Can you go up to the top? There you go, over to the top. Keep going. Go on, grab this and go on. There you go, because it's easier for us to see, actually, at the top. Can you go to the front there? Brilliant. Four things that we're going to learn about dads, and I'm going to test Jonathan in the middle to see whether he really knows. That's the way it's going to go. So, hi, Johnny. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Brilliant. Great that you could come and join us. He is related to me. Do you see the likeness? No. Anyway, here we go. So, okay, first things first. What do we see in our Bible passage? That's brilliant. Well done. Stick your head through the middle. I think there are three things in our Bible passage, if you have a look at it. We have a situation where God has led Jesus by the Spirit. Did you spot that in verse 1? Okay. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. We find the picture as the Spirit leads him. As he leads him, we get to this place where John and Jesus kind of have this little kind of, oh, I should baptize you. And Jesus goes, no, that's, you know, you shouldn't be baptized. I shouldn't baptize you. You should baptize me. And we'll kind of investigate that that's about being fulfilled in the way that Jesus is going to identify with us as a full human in our sin. Not that he does sin, but we'll see later on the cross that he becomes sin, so that he then, when he rises again, he's going to show us the way to life. And we'll see that in the passage today. But there are three things and one extra one that we're going to spot in our Bible passage. When Jesus was baptized, he came out of the water and the Spirit came down from above. Can you put your hands up high? Like this, okay? Can you turn it into a little bird and come down like this? As the bird descends, it descended on Jesus. It came down. And at that point, we get the voice of God saying, oh, this is going to be fun. Saying, this is my son.
This is my son.
Whom I love.
Whom I love.
With him I am well pleased.
With him I am well pleased.
Very good. We get this declaration from God the Father towards the Son saying, this is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. And so the first thing is this. Here we go. It looks a bit like a rocket, but it's not. It spells, what letter is this? It's a D. And do you know what? D stands for we can depend on our dads. We can depend on our dads. Do you know, sometimes children are called dependents. Those who are, look to their dads for help and provision. And we see that God is not going, this is Jesus, he's another prophet. This is Jesus, he's another one of you. This is Jesus, he's just come to give you a hand. Actually, he says, this is my son. Can you see there is a real connection with Jesus that is unlike any other connection for anybody on this planet ever? This is my son. This is my son. What we see in the father and the son relationship, pop your head in there. There you go, brilliant. Does that look like her dad? No, not really. But anyway, it was worth a try. This is my son. The first thing that we learn is dads are dependable. We can rely on our dads. Good dads, we can rely on because they are there for us. And as we see in this picture here, when God says, "This is my son," there is I'm here, I'm his father, and I will love him, and I will show the world that I am the one who cares for him and will provide for him and will lead him and teach him. That's all that we see. This is my son. D. A. Johnny. Can you remember the second bit? This is my son.
Whom I am well pleased.
Number three. Number two. Whom I... This is the A, rocket. What do you think the A stands for? Adore. Yes, whom I adore, whom I love. This is my son whom I love. Children, are you loved by your dads? You almost shook your head. Oh my goodness. I won't draw attention to that too long. But that's what makes a great dad, is that they love you. That's what we see as God the Father turns to his son. He says, I adore you. I love you. And I love you not because you've done stuff already. I have not done anything. I love you because that's who I am. And we see in the Trinity perfect love. We see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit loving each other, which is why God can claim to be love. Not just God has love, but God is love. So we see the Father loving the Son, adoring the Son. This is my Son, whom I adore, whom I love. Isn't it great that we have fathers who love us? Well, the greater they are, the more they will love their children. And the last thing, here we go. Back to you, Johnny. This is my son, whom I love.
I'm well pleased. What?
With him, I am?
Well pleased.
Well pleased. Brilliant. Well done, Johnny. Great. And that's this one. Did you spot the delight of the father with him? There you go. Hold on to it. With him, I am well pleased. So we see in this special situation, we see the father saying, I'm well pleased with the son. I'm pleased with the son. And as we look at Jesus, we understand why, because he is perfect. So our father, we see God delighting in his son, my son, whom he loves. With him he is well pleased. Children, when was the last time your parents, your dad, told you why he delights in you? Why he thinks you're amazing? Has he done that today? Do you know what? He does it often, I'm sure. Yeah. He does. Winnie, well done, Steve. It is super. But dads, don't forget to delight in your children. Don't forget to tell them as well that you delight in them, like the love. Do you remember? Love. If you adore someone, don't just kind of go, well, of course I adore them. You tell them, I love you. And that's what dads should regularly say to their children. I love you. But also, I delight in you. And I think you're great. And you really encourage and build them up. That's what we've got here in the picture. The father turns to his son and says, you are my son. I adore and delight in you. With you, I am well pleased. And do you know what dads then do? Great dads do? S. They shower their children with gifts. And do you know what the great gift that God the Father gives to his children? It's the Spirit. That's what we see here. The greatest gift of all. Do you know what the greatest gift our Father in heaven, God, can give to you? Do you know what it is? Sweets? No. Do you know what it is? Super strength? No. Health, wealth, happiness. To be honest with you, the best thing that a Father and our Father in heaven can do is give you his Spirit, give you himself. That's what he is. Imagine your birthday. You're there. You open up the present. You delight in the present. It's my daughter's 18th. Is she here? Here she is. Sorry, embarrassing my 18th daughter. But just imagine her opening the present from her dad. Whatever it was great. Tea at the Ritz, just imagine. Just in case it was. But then for her dad to not be there. But for her dad not to be there. Actually, the greatest gift I can give to my children is not stuff. You might not believe, actually, a new PlayStation, a new game, whatever it is not the greatest thing that a father can give a child. The greatest thing is for them to give themselves. That delight, that adore, that is what God gives his son. He gives his son, his spirit, to be in him. And indeed, the great news for us is that not only can we have an earthly father that looks like our heavenly father, but actually we've got a heavenly father who is perfect at being a dad. And he wants us to be adopted into his family. Now, we're not God's children, you have in the Bible. This is my son. Actually, we are aliens and strangers. We are enemies, that's what the Bible says, by nature. So God says, because of Jesus, you can be my child. Therefore, you can call me Father, Abba, Father. And if you do that because of Jesus, then you will see that I will call you my child. Not any child, not just a human being that lives on my planet that's made in my image, but God can turn to you today and say, you are my child. Your inheritance is the same as Jesus' inheritance. Your hope is forevermore being with your dad in heaven. That's what he says. And he says to us, if you're adopted into my family, I love you. I love you. I will love you as I've loved my son. And that doesn't mean that bad things are not going to happen, but I'm going to love you and you will know of my love and comfort. You will know of my support and my care. You will know that I love you. I adore. D, you'll hear my delight in you through Jesus who died on the cross. And I will delight in you because as you have the gift of the Holy Spirit in you, you will look more like Jesus. You'll have the family resemblance more and more. You'll look like your dad. But not just your earthly dad, but you'll look at your heavenly dad more and more. What a great gift. What a great gift the Holy Spirit is. So today, on Father's Day, let's celebrate that our earthly fathers can look just like our Heavenly Father, who on this occasion delights and declares who his son is. May our earthly fathers follow his footsteps, and even if we don't have a great dad, and even if we do have a great dad, that we'll learn that God can be our Father in heaven too. Let's put our hands together, our eyes closed. But let's first of all give these guys a round of applause. Well done. Thank you.